From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau President Jeb Smith is commending lawmakers for helping farmers and ranchers recover from Hurricane Ian losses with funding from the Block Grant Assistance Act. Florida agriculture sustained $1.03 billion in estimated losses from the storm that hit September 23rd. Smith thanked the leadership of Representatives Scott Franklin and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as well as Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, for their commitment to Florida agriculture. Consumer prices for wheat-based products were up substantially in 2022 compared to 2021, as indicated by the Consumer Price Index. USDA's Economic Research Service reports the price of various wheat products were up more than 10% from 2021. The increase outpaced the inflation rate of the broader all-food category, which was 9.9%, more than double the average increase from the previous decade. And building on 80 years of partnership, John Deere announced a donation of $1 million to the National FFA. The donation will support the growth of future leaders, feed agriculture's talent pipeline, and honor the organization's community service efforts. John Deere is the longest-running sponsor of the National FFA organization and continues to advocate for FFA, its members, and advisors. National FFA Foundation President Molly Ball says for more than 80 years, they've been unwavering in their support. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.